you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
On this week's Career Talk, we speak to two public relations officers to find out more about the profession. Welcome to the program and thanks for joining us. Public relations, it's an evolving career, it's a lot of work, but it's quite an interesting profession. Public relations officers, what do they do?
Well, a public relations officer is somebody who deals with the public. So as an officer, you have to now think about how it is, if you're doing it from an individual perspective or from a company perspective, how it is that you're going to let people want to know about you.
Public relations manager at the Child Development Agency CDA, Rochelle Dixon. Ms. Dixon, who has been a PR agent for 8 years, says it's the responsibility of the officer to ensure their company is represented in a positive way.
The work of a public relations officer can be extremely fun. Of course, it depends on your level of creativity. Sometimes you have to think outside of the box. Gone are the days when people just do a press release, but you have to think about how it is that you get people to buy into your idea.
As technology advances, so does the labor force and so does the field of PR. Officers are forced to keep up with the changing times. Social media is one such change, which has become an important part of the PRO's work life. Ms. Dixon says this is necessary because social media is a fast, easy, and reliable way to communicate.
You have to also look at the audiovisual element because not many people want to read much, and so you have to step away from the normal press releases that you would do, but also to look at how it is that you can tell your story and to show your brand in an audiovisual manner, just to ensure that you are catching on to the target audience, which is your young generation, the people who are on the internet, who are on social media.
Public relations manager at the Child Development Agency CDA, Rochelle Dixon. Public relations officers also design and execute promotional campaigns that involve direct communication with the community, consumers, and shareholders. They may coordinate community events to foster goodwill and design public information campaigns to increase awareness about their companies. Senior public relations officer at Scotiabank Hope McMillan-Kanan says the profession involves interacting with a lot of people.
It's really all about relationship building because you really have to have relationships with the media if you want them to come out to cover your stuff. And that ultimately is what it is that you're doing. You're trying to get as much coverage as possible. You're trying to create the brand for your company. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of writing. So if you don't like to write, it can be challenging. You have to be very timely. You know how media is, if they're getting it stale, it's much harder for them to think about publishing it. So it's all about being as timely as possible, being as currently as possible. So you have to think things through before they happen so that you know how to maximize the impact of it when it goes to the media.
Senior Public Relations Officer at Scotiabank, Hope McMillan-Kanan. A public relations officer's salary is likely dependent on the industry they work in and the size of the organization. Multinational companies are likely to pay much higher remuneration packages than local, regional, and smaller national enterprises. The PR industry is incredibly competitive to get into, so getting a degree is pretty much essential, and a background of work experience and internships is generally expected by most employers. Volunteering and extracurricular participation in the promotion of university projects or societies is an acceptable alternative. That's it for this week's Career Talk. Do join us again next time for another edition. For producer Shanari Ferron, I'm Andre Palmer.
JCDC presents the Jamaica Children's Gospel Song Competition National Finals. Sunday, May 29, 6:30 p.m., Rani Williams Entertainment Center.
See the most talented children from across the island.
Special guest performances. Adults pre-sold 1,200 at the gate. Children, 500. Tickets at Sangster's Bookstores. Bill Express, JCDC Online. Sponsored by Grace Tropical Rhythms. Excelsior. Tasty Cheese. Crazy Jim. JCCUL. Grace Frankfurters. Lifespan Spring Water. Happy Ice. KSAC. Sweetie Confectionaries. Love 101. TBC Radio. NCU. FM. Don't you miss it!
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.